أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وأولئك هم المعتدون. فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فإخوانكم في الدين ونفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 9, 10 and 11 of Surah Tawbah. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the reason why there cannot be a treaty with some of the Arab tribes, some of the kuffar, and that is simply because they do not abide by treaties, and in the case particularly of the Quraysh of Makkah, they violated the treaty and they still thought after that they will get away with it, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the ill. Now here in this ayah, ayah number 9, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the very personal motives that enemies of Islam will have. One is the enmity for Islam, and the other is the personal motives that they have, that selfish motives that they have. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses this in a very unique way. اِشْتَرَوْا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They sold the verses of Allah, that is the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a very small price. In other words, they had this treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in actual fact, it was the treaty with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they did not adhere to the greatness of Allah. They did not adhere to the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-seeing and all-knowing. And they made this treaty, and they broke this treaty. It is as though they had sold the signs, the verses, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very small price. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to indicate that how selfish individuals can get, tribes can get. And secondly, then the enmity, fasaddu an sabili, then they stopped others from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That was because of the enmity for the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are the two qualities Allah discusses here. One is personal motives, selfish motives, and the other is enmity and hatred. Innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun. Evil is what they had done. La yarqubuna fi mu'minin illa wala dhimma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again reiterates this fact that they do not observe any honor with regards to the believers, either family relationships or that of the treaty. In originality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a family member of most of them. The Muslims had accepted Iman, and if you take it broadly, somebody was somebody's relative. And in the general sense, there is some form of consideration for a relative. And the second part is that the treaty was signed, so there were two bonds that they had. The bond of relationship, and of course, to fulfill this treaty, both of them, they were not considered with regards to both the relationships. The family relationship and that of the bond that would have been because of the treaty, both of them were broken. They did not consider it, and neither did they honor it. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show how mean they had become. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُعْتَدُونَ. And they are the real transgressors insofar as their own words are concerned, their own promises. They had put pen to paper, but yet, and at the end of the day, with regards to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, they had dictated the treaty in a sense that whatever they required, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given in to, yet they had transgressed all of that. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِن تَعْبُوا. Then if they make tawbah, in other words, they turn away, they make tawbah, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they bring iman, They accept this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And then they establish their namaz, their salah, and they pay out their zakah. In other words, they abide by the commandments of Allah, iman and amal salihah. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Then everything will be forgotten. Then they are your brothers in deen. Now you will not remind them about how they had broken the treaty, how they violated all their transgressions. All of that just drops, all of that falls, and in this way they become your brothers, and now you will live like brothers insofar as deen is concerned. وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we describe very openly the verses. In other words, we expand it, we elucidate it, we explain it in a way that you will understand. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. For the people who have knowledge. And who are these? The people of iman. That whenever a person, no matter what his hatred may have been for Islam, but once he drops all of that, he makes tawbah, he turns to Allah, he accepts iman and Islam. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Then that person becomes your brother insofar as deen is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.